Hi, and welcome to another Java podcast. Today's lesson, we're going to be looking at if statements. If statements is one of those topics in Java which is very easy to understand, but very difficult to master. In fact, when you start programming properly in Java, if statements are going to be one of those things that keep coming back time and time again to haunt you, really. They're a large cause of what we call logical errors, which is where the code compiles, but it doesn't work. It doesn't do exactly what you expect it to. So you've got to be very careful with if statements, which is why my website's gone into quite a lot of detail on things like truth tables, truth trees, and really trying to explain how you can actually design if statements rather than just saying what they are. Now, in Java, an if statement basically is what's known as a control statement. It's controlling the flow of the program. So effectively, depending on what the decision you make with the if statements, will either do one bit of code or another. Okay, it allows you to split your code off into different directions. The syntax of if statement is always the if keyword, followed by condition, and then followed by a true block of code. Okay, now we haven't covered blocks of code yet, but on this most simple level, they're bits of code which are surrounded by little curly brackets. So the true block must be surrounded by those little curly brackets, because otherwise Java won't know it is the true block. Now the idea with an if statement is you only run the true block if your condition, whatever happens to be, is true. So for example, if I want to run some code for only young people, I might have a condition such as age is less than 20. And I don't particularly want an old dude coming along and running my true code, my young code. So that would be a logical test. The condition uses what we call a conditional operators. And a conditional operator can be something like greater than, less than, equals to, not equals to, greater than, less than, etc. So we would have things such as, I don't know, mark is less than 50. So, saying that if your mark is less than 50, I can do something like take a retake, for example. So the condition is very important. It normally takes the form of a variable, a conditional operator, and a variable. You can represent equals and not equals with a double equals for equals. That's probably too many equals in one sentence, I think. Just to clarify that, equals in Java is represented by a double equals sign, not a single equals sign. And the reason for that is because, if you remember, assignment is the single equals sign. Not equals is represented by an exclamation mark and then followed by an equals sign. Now, if statements on their own are pretty mundane, but you can actually get quite complicated with if statements, so you can chain them together. For example, you can put an else at the end, which will allow you to write code for the false part of the if thing, so you can write a true block and a false block. You can also write an else if. Now, an else if basically allows you to do another test if the first test was false. So for example, I could have something like if mark is less than 50, if that was false, if my mark wasn't less than 50, then I could do something like else if mark is greater than 80, for example. Not that sure if that really makes much sense, but so you can just nest, or you can just chain these if statements together. On top of that, we can also nest if statements inside each other. So for example, in the true block of code, I can put yet another if statement to further refine my truth down. If you go onto my website and look at the truth trees, you can see how that process is actually happening, where you start off with this global if statement and then you kind of like mine down into another if statement to try and just narrow down your goal, where you're actually trying to achieve. You can also chain conditions together. Now, just to point out the difference, you can chain if statements together. I can also chain conditions together. Now, conditions, remember, is A is greater than B, or A is not equal to B, you know, things like that. And I can chain them together using what's known as a logical operator. So a conditional operator is something like less than, greater than, things like that. And a logical operator is something like and, or not. Okay. So and is represented with a double ampersand sign, and is also known as conjunction. Now, I've been using the words conjunction, disjunction, negation in my website, mainly because I don't know why. It's what they are. It's what they're called in computer science, and I think it's not too bad to introduce you guys to a bit of computer science rather than just learning Java off the back. So, and is conjunction, and it's basically will only allow an expression to be true if both sides are true. For example, if I said age is greater than 30 and age is less than 50, then that means I'll have an age range of between 30 and 50. Okay, so both sides need to be true. For a logical operator to work, both sides must evaluate to a true or false value. So they have to be a condition of some kind. Or, on the other hand, is much more permissive. Basically, either of the side can be true, so they can both be true, or one or the other could be true, but if they're both false, then the whole thing becomes false. Not is pretty straightforward, it just negates things. So you can, instead of something being true, so for example, if I had age is less than 20 being true, if I notted that and said not age is less than 20, I'd get things which are greater than 20. So it basically negates the truth of a value. And I can chain these together as much as I want to. So you can have 2, 3, 4, 5, however many you want to. Truth tables show you how these go together. So, for example, the fact that if both sides need to be true for and in order for it to be true, truth tables show the logic behind it and how that works. If you look on my website, you'll also see a truth table for XOR and how I got to that truth table and how I chained things together. Logic is a big part of computer science. It's a big part of computing as well. So you get this is if statements are really an introduction to logic, and as you get better and better, you'll find that you become better at understanding and being able to apply your own logical operators. So as a summary, if statements are decisions in Java, they allow you to control the flow of the program. If statement syntax is always if followed by condition, then followed by a true block of code. You can add optional else block at the end to handle a false outcome. Conditions must evaluate to true or false, and these are known as conditional expressions. You can use greater than, less than, greater than equal to, less than or equal to as operators. Double equals represents equality and is not. Single equals is not equals. You can chain if statements together using else if you wish to. You can also nest if statements to further refine truth. Truth tables can be used to help you understand how logical operators work, and truth trees can be used to help you understand how if statements work. Logical operators allow you to chain together conditions, and you can have and or not, and represented by a double ampersand, or represented with a double vertical bar, and not represented by an exclamation mark. Logical operators only deal with Boolean expressions, so they must always have true or false values and they can't have anything else. And truth tables can show you how all that works. So hopefully this has given you a bit more information and kind of summed up if statements for you. I strongly suggest that you try these out and try some of the examples and some of the assignments on the website just to get yourself into programming a bit more. Programming is not something you can learn from a book. You must do it. Okay. My website is just the first part. The real test of programming is you doing it for yourselves. Okay. And obviously that's a lot more fun. So hope you learned something today, and I'll see you next time.